Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice,
Vinny.
97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This is not funny. I didn't mean to be giggling. It's just, you know, they're relating to Uzette. 707, hey Uzi, I really feel for you. I did the same thing in one of my boobs. I'm 50. I recently had a blocked duct on my boob.
Oh.
So very painful. I used hot pads and gave myself second and third degree burns all over my boob. It took 2 months to heal. I'm so sorry you're going through this.
Wow. And like, was she able to wear a bra?
Well, that's all it says in the text. Yeah, probably not.
Yikes.
I don't know how big her boobs are, but I'm sure that was a very inconvenient thing to have done to yourself.
Yeah.
That is the pisser too. Like when you do something to yourself and you're just like, I have no one to thank but myself for this. No one to blame. Delicious.
415, come on. I bet Hooman and Vinny thing has something to do with religion.
Oh. Well, I actually...
I'm a better believer than Hooman is. He's got... Is that it?
Oh, are you... where... He went to the bathroom. Oh. We can be contentious.
I'm more Christly than him, right?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. He seems super Christly.
Yeah.
If anything, I think he'd be... You know, I'd be on his S list because I don't believe at all.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
but he said he forgave me. He said I wasn't on his list. And actually, he said that no one is on his list anymore, that he worked through this weekend. Oh, hey, Hooman.
Hi.
He said he worked through the entire list and no one's on the list anymore.
That came with a little hot sauce, didn't it?
Vinny, do you want to repeat what you just said?
I don't.
You're more Christly than him?
You're more Christly than Hooman is?
No. I was saying Hooman's the most Christly, so why would this have to do with religion?
Oh, because where is it? 415 says, I bet the Hooman and Vinny thing has something to do with religion.
Right.
Yeah, it does. It has everything to do with religion.
But then, you know, I thought maybe it was an argument over who is more Christly.
You just threw that in yourself?
No, I didn't throw it in.
209 says, good morning. I could be wrong, but Vinny could be on the list for not going to Hooman's events, birthday parties. Love you all. Have a great day.
I've been to his birthday parties.
No, that's not.
And someone wrote in that it was because I was, I haven't seen Olive. And I'm like, hand me the DVD. I'll watch it today. No. I'm in the movie. Whatever, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's
fine.
I wish I knew what it was.
It's weird. Let's focus. I'd love to see the workbook.
Oh, I can bring it to you. I'm going to order you one?
No.
Your completed workbook.
No. If you guys want me to order you one?
No, that's okay.
No.
I'm going to do the work.
I got enough self-help stuff going on. My meetings.
I gave up on myself years ago.
Counselor. I don't need any more help.
When I start to wallow in how crappy I am as a human, I just pick up a book and start reading it and forget all about everything. I binge something on Netflix. Oh, you know what I'm not going to do? Think about myself.
All right.
Take a nap in your hammock.
Yeah, I'm so sick of thinking about myself, worrying about what a crappy human I am.
All right.
Yuck. I'm just going to get some of this stuff out of the way.
Oh, I don't know anything, yuck. This will be news to me. What do you got?
It's President Clinton, former President Clinton.
Oh, this guy's been stepping in it right and left.
Dude.
I mean, he had gone quiet, and it was nice.
It was nice. It was really... Listen, I liked him. I liked the Clintons. I know, you know, maybe I'm on an island with my liking of that family.
Well, no. I liked President Clinton a lot.
Yeah.
That's why I was so disappointed.
I was so bummed when the whole Monica Lewinsky thing happened. I remember, I think we had just moved here, and I was on the phone with you, and we were talking. I'm like, the guy is going to... This is it. He's going to go down over this. And then even just the way he handled it was just gross. Ugh.
Well, that was...
Play it.
It depends. It's a verb to be gross.
Do it.
Have sexual relations.
That woman.
He immediately said Monica Lewinsky after he immediately realized that did not sound good.
That woman.
Oh, God. If only he could have just kept it in his pants. Dudes are just. Okay. He is out promoting a new book that he has
co-written. Oh, that's why
co-written.
He's all over
yes.
the place. Okay.
And so I guess he's surprised when people ask him questions that he's not comfortable with. He's promoting it. He did a book with James Patterson. James Patterson is a well-known author.
Fictional author.
Yes. He writes, like, political thrillers and, you know, mystery type things.
I thought I heard something over the weekend that he has sold more books than even Stephen King.
I don't believe
Patterson?
That.
Yeah.
I think that he's sold a lot of books. Mm-hmm. He's a big name, but
my mom,
more than Stephen King.
I've read all of his stuff, and I've read a few. Can you get let's find that out. He's pretty prolific, but yeah, it would be hard to beat Stephen King. That dude's been at it for 50-something years, and every single book totally. Oh, there's a new Stephen King out, too.
The Outsider.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
You know anything about it?
Nope.
Yeah, I'm going to have to grab that.
You want to know the number one best-selling author of all time?
It's like Danielle Steele or some.
No.
Oh, who is it?
Agatha Christie.
Oh, really? Oh.
You want to know who number two is?
Who?
William Shakespeare.
Oh.
Can you look at the two between King and Patterson?
Yeah. Who sold more books? James Patterson.
Danielle Steele is number four.
Who's
I
number
like
three?
Her books.
Barbara Cartland? I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
See, Patterson's written a lot of stuff. Along Came a Spider, Kiss the Girls. Mm-hmm. Those ended up becoming movies, too. But he's not. There's no way he's done more than Stephen King. No
Stephen
way.
Stephen King has sold 300 million. On the list, it looks like he's probably around 12 or 13, maybe 14. I'm looking for Patterson. Oh, no, that's not him. Dr. Seuss is on there.
That's not too surprising.
Oh, you're waiting for this?
Yeah,
all right,
waiting for James Patterson.
All right, so Stephen King is $300 million. James Patterson is $150 million.
Yeah, half
between the two of them, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
Maybe I was just, I think it was Sunday this
Here
morning
it is.
I was watching because of this Bill Clinton thing. Uh-huh.
In recent years, his novels have sold more copies than those of Stephen King, John Grisham, and Dan Brown combined.
Okay, so
in recent years. Which is there's the catch.
Yeah.
Because overall.
Dan Brown, seen better days.
Mm. I liked that most recent one.
I did too, but Grisham, another guy. And I think it really went downhill for him. What was that pedophile that he defended?
Oh, yeah.
What was that guy? He was caught like out there saying, it's not like he, and then you just go, dude, you did not
defend
come out from your office and out from behind your keyboard to say that.
Right.
You mean the director?
No, it was someone else. I think it was
Jason Biggs' tweet or something.
I don't know. Grisham stepped in it bad. In my opinion. But
anyway, President Clinton is out promoting this book that he's written with James Patterson. It's a political thriller that involves impeachment. And so, surprise, he's getting questions about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. And he somehow didn't see that coming. This is an interview from the Today Show yesterday. He got a little heated with reporter Craig Melvin when asked if he would have approached the accusations differently if they'd come today.
Who's the reporter doing the interview?
Craig Melvin.
He's doing a
That's
great job.
NBC. Mm-hmm.
He put the pressure
calm
on.
And kept the
he
pressure
wasn't
on.
Mean, but he just pressed lightly, and it's all that was needed.
Yep.
And there he was,
Mr.
coming
President,
undone.
I'm not trying to present a side. I'm asking if you apologized.
And here's the thing: I believe, and for someone who's made a ton of mistakes, a ton, is that you don't get to be that way about this type of stuff. You've done that publicly. You just have to be calm and answer to it and deal with it.
And you have to eat crow every single time.
And you do it until people have heard it enough. Like he says, you don't know all the... Well, no, actually we don't.
Yeah, please. Why don't you lay them
what
all out
What thing are
us?
You going
to
tell us?
What are you referring to that we don't know about?
Right. What is that that
We'd
you're
love
saying
to hear
that we don't know?
Yeah.
You were framed? There was no cigar? That didn't happen?
Anyway, that was super fun.
I mean, they called the Oval Office the Clinton bedroom.
Gross.
When you were in office, dude.
Boy, and age is just so cruel. His voice just sounds like he's talking from
I
the bottom of a well. I know. Oy.
He's only 71?
I don't know. He's looking really gaunt these days.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
stress ain't helping that.
No.
I'm sure part of the voice thing was, gulp, you're going to turn this triumphant moment of mine into that.
I wrote a fun book.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, shall we? Woody Allen thinks he should be the poster boy for the hashtag MeToo movement, in that he's the one guy in Hollywood who hasn't done anything wrong.
Wait a minute. His wife... What's her name?
Mia Farrow.
She has suggested all kinds of awful stuff.
Well, I think what he's saying is that he...
Did he work with her?
Yeah, but they were together. I mean, and also her stuff is, I was like, my response to him is, oh, you were too busy, like, with your family, too busy doing horrible things to your family. He goes on to talk about how his daughter, Dylan, she's recently accused him out loud, because I guess there was an investigation years ago about this, of molesting her. Is it Dylan is the daughter? No, Dylan is the son. Oh, that's Rowan. I have all their names.
Rowan is the son that's been very public. It looks like Sinatra.
Yes, looks exactly like Sinatra.
Ronan did the article about Weinstein, right?
He says he's bothered that he gets linked in with the people who are in trouble with the Me Too movement. He basically says, let's see. Yeah, here it is. The interviewer asked whether he'd molested his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, who said she was sexually abused by her father August 4th, 1992, in an attic when she was 7 years old. He says, of course not. I mean, this is just so crazy. This is something that's been thoroughly looked at 25 years ago by all the authorities, and everybody came to the conclusion that it was untrue. And that was the end, and I've gone on with my life. For it to come back now is a terrible thing to accuse a person of. I'm a man with a family and my own children. So, of course, it's upsetting. Yeah, he married one of his other adoptive daughters. I just thought it was hilarious that he was... Like, I don't want to be lumped in with those people.
Well,
I only molest within my family.
I don't know the way he worded that is the smartest way either. I should be the poster boy for the Me Too movement.
Oh, my God.
What? Like, don't you see what you just said there?
Yeah. Harvey Weinstein is the poster boy for the Me Too movement.
I feel like, what are you, Lawrence Taylor's lawyer?
I was totally thinking that. Lawrence Taylor did not have consensual sex
with anyone.
Wait a minute.
That's so horrible.
Wait, hold on.
Take two.
I should be the poster boy for the Me Too movement. Okay, Woody.
Yep. Yeah.
You got it.
I've been thinking that a lot lately. You know what? Just don't. Just when you think you should say something, like, don't. Mm-hmm. No matter who you are, let's all just be quiet. Oy. Here's something nice. Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Aww. Yeah, it is Pride Month. Yeah, I put a Pride picture up on my Instagram.
Aww.
Did you see it?
I always forget now. I didn't look yet today.
Look at me.
You're barfing rainbows, baby.
And rainbow glasses.
Cute.
I'm all rainbowed out.
Lance Bass.
Uh-huh.
And his husband. Is he he's an NSYNC guy, right?
Yeah.
And his husband, Michael Turchin, are having a baby after finding the most amazing doctor and surrogate. He says, I'm very anxious and nervous, but I think it's going to be amazing. Everything is just great. It's happening, and it's happening quick. Lance and Michael are involved in, nearly everything. Lance says she, the surrogate, lives close to us. We'll be able to see her and be part of her life, and she's going to be part of our life for the rest of our lives. It's going to be great. Mm. Having a little baby.
My agent's a married guy, and... He has three kids, and two of them mixed up their stuff so that it would be...
So all three of them are a product of their mixed...
Right. So there's two twins. Two twins. Durr. There's twins, which is two, and then they had another. And they've got, what do they call those, zygotes?
Zygotes.
Zygotes.
Like they have them frozen.
There's,
for future reference.
I don't think they're going to use them, but they have more.
And a surrogate, obviously.
And the same surrogate has handled the job twice for them.
So are they her eggs or are they someone else's eggs that are...
I started to push it and realized, wait a minute.
This is very personal.
We're here to talk about me. What are we doing?
Well, it's interesting when someone has like kind of a cool story. It's always interesting.
Yeah, no, I thought that was cool. And then, of course, he goes on to say, "But we know who the kid's dad is."
Do they all look like him?
I don't know. I don't know what the husband looks like, so I don't know. It doesn't matter. He's
it's
just
really,
being goofy.
They're children, right? I want to end with the Ricky Martin thing. Ricky Martin closed out a brief Vegas residency this past Saturday, and he surprised everyone by performing She Bangs with William Hung.
Oh, William!
Who famously butchered that song on the first season of American Idol. There is not a high-quality video of this, but William put up a brief clip on Instagram. Unfortunately, he doesn't sing all that much. He must have gotten more shy with age because he was unstoppable for a while there. Didn't he even put out like a Christmas album of like songs performed terribly by William Hung?
His album sold like 35,000 copies.
He's a local dude, isn't he? Yeah. I don't know if he still lives
he
locally.
Went to Cal at
I think he went to school here, but
yeah.
I don't think he lived
I think
here.
I want to say he's in LA and he works for one of the CHP or LAPD branch services.
Oh.
Doing something or other.
That seems fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd much rather
married.
Be an idol.
He's a crime analyst for the LA County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
Oh, is that like a forensics thing? A crime analyst?
Sounds like it. Sounds
Yeah, it sounds
interesting.
Neat.
Yeah.
He
it
says
does.
He retired from music in 2011.
He was kept going through 2011, huh?
And Ricky brought him out of retirement.
Right. Were you able to find the clip? Great. Here we go. Oh, you know what's funny is Ricky Martin, he's leaving him room to sing the chorus.
And he's not
doing it. Like, Ricky actually moves him center stage and kind of backs off so that he can take the stage, and the guy just dances.
Doesn't look like they're rehearsed, huh?
It really doesn't.
That's
I wonder why Ricky doesn't want to hang out with him. All right, that's going to do it for the early
crowd. Wow, that's quite a show, isn't it?
Boy,
it really is
a lot of dancers on stage there. Full lights. I hear horns.
Look at that shirt on William, too.
I was going to say, that
what
shirt
is
the wrong
it.
Choice.
What's wrong with
it? It looks like the stuff Vinny puked out of his mouth on Instagram.
Oh, no.
No, it's like rust and orange and kind of sweater vesty
stripes,
looking.
Stripes, yeah. It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
I'll show you.
Vertical stripes, though. Those are flattering.
Yeah.
Are they?
That's what they say, right? Horizontal
yeah,
ones make you look thicker.
Probably not the best shirt to wear.
Didn't tuck it in.
Coming up in the news, I've got stories of love.
Oh. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Pacific Sales. Alice has your tickets to see Kesha and Macklemore. We just heard. June 14th at Shoreline. Tickets are still available at LiveNation.com, but we'll give a pair to caller number 9, 800-400-3697. Caller number 9 right now wins their way in. Call now. Oh, there it is. It's the song we just heard.
So pretty.
So I guess that they're each doing a set,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm sure they'll do this
Juice
song together.
Collabo.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Does Kesha headline that, or does Macklemore?
That's a good question. Who's listed first on
Kesha
that bill?
Kesha is listed first. So I guess she's, yeah.
Usually they'll say, oh, they're co-headlining.
Right.
But I didn't get any word to say such.
Or Kesha with Macklemore.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, you're going to see them both if you're calling number 9 right now. 800-400-3697. The Pacific Sales Memorial Day sales. The Pacific Sales Memorial Day sales event is on still. Up to 40% off appliance and kitchen and bath fixture top deals. Visit PacificSales.com/sale to see the deals.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club. Refresh your routine this season with a free 3-day pass. Visit BayClubMore.com to get started. You will love it.
I do need to sell some stuff.
Huh?
Actually, we just talked about Bay Club.
Oh. I'm sorry. You know what? I just loaded the Mercari spot. I'm totally. You're doing that. I'm doing this. I'm like. You're like. You'll love it. I'm like. I think you just said Mercari.
I'm so sorry.
Let's start over. Let's start over.
You can always sell stuff at the Bay Club.
Sure, you can. Just stand out front and set up a little vending
under.
Actually, my Bay Club. I don't know if your Bay Club does this, but they do trunk shows.
Excuse me.
Good one, Sarah. They do trunk shows.
I love trunk shows.
Like, they'll sell like jewelry or scarves. Like, every time I'm always there. I'm like with my
thank you, Yuzette. Thank you for trying to help me.
If it was unsponsor related, I would have had a snappy answer for you. But I'm like, I'm frozen right now with fear. What are we talking about?
I don't even know.
Where did we go?
Where did I go?
I
was
wrong?
Looking at something else. And
did I say Mercari?
No.
I thought I. Okay. Here's what's.
My head is hot.
Here's something else.
Okay.
Dwight Clark has passed away, everyone.
Yeah.
Dwight Clark is very famous for The Catch. And they say here in his write-up that it's the catch in NFL history that jump-started the 49ers' run.
Right, their dynasty.
Right. So he had ALS. He was 61 years old. He died at his home.
So young.
That is so young. Ugh. Right. He died at his home in Montana. So rest in peace, Dwight Clark. Also, I wanted to mention, today we vote.
Mm.
Today is the day, everyone. So
unless you've already mailed it in, make it happen.
Please participate.
Important primaries.
Right.
And there's, you know, lots of ballot questions in each county.
Mm-hmm. The Warriors don't play till tomorrow, so there's, you know.
It does feel like they're stretching this out.
Well, they all the way...
long as they can, I guess.
Across the sky.
Yeah.
2 and 3 days rest. What is this? I'm sure the old school guys are like...
How about double headers?
Luxury hotel stays.
Right.
2 and 3 days off between games.
It's kind of crazy, actually.
Shoes with pads. You know.
Yeah.
Those old Converse, they didn't have much support. Whatever. Still like my guys, but dang, could really use a game tonight. I'm into it. All right, so the scooters that you've been seeing all over the sidewalks here in San Francisco and elsewhere.
The motorized ones?
The little electric ones, yeah. They have been yanked.
Oh.
They have been pulled from the streets. They won't be back, they say, here until about a month. They've been told to seek permits because it was a pretty guerrilla operation in that they just dropped these things out on the sidewalk all over the place, allowing people, if you get the app, to unlock them and, I guess,
ride off into
take them where you want. And I have absolutely seen dude in a 3-piece suit, no helmet.
This is fun.
Just zipping down the street, I guess, to his next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Or lunch or whatever.
Right.
Our new intern, Kneva, was pretty bummed out because that's what he was going to ride to work.
Oh.
The city has mandated that all rental e-scooters must cease operations this week while the companies behind them apply for permits. It was a pretty interesting way to start a business, to just drop these things in place and
see if people used them, and they did.
Yeah, well, and the problem is... a lot of pedestrians, and pedestrians are hostile.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Who hasn't been in their car and been given that look like, how dare you?
Who hasn't been a pedestrian and been hassled by another pedestrian?
Right.
I mean, it happens all the time. People are like, nobody makes room for anybody else on the sidewalk, or you slam. Remember one time me and Bryn were, was it me and you, Bryn? We were walking down the street, and this dude shoulder banged him, like turned him around, and then he turns around to like get in Bryn's face, and Bryn's like, "Dude, I'm sorry, we bumped. I'm sorry."
Good self control there.
He was really good self control.
Bryn could have kicked his face in.
Yeah.
Was it you? It was you, right?
It was
right
me.
Right,
yeah.
You were very cool about it. That guy was like ready to be aggro. No, you were cool because I was like, "Uh-oh,
it's going down."
Well, he got spun right around.
Were you guys Pokemaning?
We were.
Right.
But we would be making room for, you know how, I always feel like I'm the one who has to move on the sidewalk. Like, nobody else, people are just walking down like,
mm-hmm.
like I'll just on get out of your
phones.
I'll just get out of your way. Because I'm the one not looking at my phone. Of course, Pokemon, who knows what I was doing. All I know is all of a sudden it was on the sidewalk. Yes, pedestrians are aggressive, Vinny.
Well, anyway, the scooter's popularity with riders was, also bringing about a lot of grief for pedestrians as they were being ridden on the sidewalk. So, you know.
That's where I would want to ride it.
Of course you would.
Yeah.
Except that's not where they should be ridden. Get those things in the
helmet.
Bike lane.
Well,
and that's the other thing. You're going to need to have a helmet to ride these. Oh. So it's going to be a month before they're back on the sidewalks. And there will be new rules in place for use. So there's that.
Mm.
Good on them to just try and get away with, you know.
Asking for forgiveness rather than permission.
Yeah, well, just start a business.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What?
Shine it.
I wonder how much they made initially. Like, I mean, each of those scooters had to cost a certain amount, and I'm sure there's charging situations.
Well, in front of all their names are the words, well-funded tech companies.
Oh.
Lime, Bird, and, sorry, I threw the story, Spin.
Huh?
Three well-funded tech companies, Bird, Lime, and Spin, started local operations without permission.
Just went for it.
Well, it's like a new spot. Like, you know.
It's like Gorilla Apps.
Right.
You know? There's always been stuff like that. It's cool.
Sarah,
yeah, right.
I don't know if you ever were a pageant gal.
I was never.
You never did pageants?
No.
Uzi?
I did one.
Oh.
You did?
What, like Miss San Francisco?
No, I was living in Santa Barbara at the time. It was Miss Santa Barbara.
Oh.
Yeah, I was the only brunette, and I was the only dark-skinned girl.
Oh. Did you win?
Medium skin. No, I did not.
Dark skin.
Well, whatever. I was a brown girl. I was the only brown girl. Well, they were also white and beautiful, blonde and blue eyes.
Oh.
Yeah.
How did they ever pick from amongst them? I would think you'd stick right out and then be like, we'll take the one who doesn't look like all the other ones.
No, they were, and actually the contest was held in Santa Maria.
Ah.
So I had to drive from, every time there was a practice or, you know, we had to do routines. Oh. I had to drive from.
How old were you?
16.
Oh,
young.
Yeah.
Huh.
Was the prize college money?
I honestly don't recall. It probably was. They were all very nice girls. There was a time where
the winner,
the one who actually won, I stayed at her house with her family a few times, and they were just so nice to me.
Huh.
It was really fun.
That's refreshing to hear.
I've heard
that those pageant people are like
they were wonderful to me.
Monsters.
Maybe they felt like I was, you know.
Yeah. Oh, the poor Mexican girl.
I was seriously the poorest girl, and like, yeah, they probably just took me in. But
you won anyway.
I won in life. But we did this one routine, and every time I hear this song, I'll never forget. I almost fell off the stage. What is, Hooman, you're reminding me of it. Is it the Pointer Sisters? I'm so excited. Is that who it is?
Oh.
I'm so excited. So we're doing this. Ow. We're doing this. I'm kicking
Ow.
My legs up.
She kicked her leg and kicked the desk.
How is this story getting you hurt?
So we're doing all this thing.
She's making her moves, right? You had your big pageant smile on like that?
Yeah. And I was at the front of the line to the left of the stage. And man, I was like two, maybe a foot from falling off the stage because I was just going for it. And oh my God, it was bad.
But you didn't win, huh? Do you know what you placed?
Not win.
You weren't first, second, or third?
No, I think I was like fifth place.
Oh.
There was like 15 girls or something. Yeah.
So you finished in the top third.
That's, well, whatever. Yeah. I didn't win.
Well, the Miss America pageant is one of the big ones.
Yes.
And they have decided to drop the swimsuit competition.
Oh.
And they are also adding that they'll no longer judge contestants on their appearance.
Okay.
So what are we here for, I wonder? Because isn't that the point?
Yeah. How about we just cancel the whole thing?
Well, according to this, and I think it doesn't Trump own these things, or maybe he had
he
to sell
Miss
them.
Universe.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, they say here this is actually an event that brings people into Atlantic City at a time when there's not much business happening.
Right. Mm.
So they're not going to drop it anytime soon, but clearly it's turned into something entirely else during the hashtag MeToo movement.
People have been whining about those pageants for years, that they reduce people to, you know, how good looking they are, how fit they are. Because I think they changed the bathing suit competition to the fitness competition. So they would wear a bathing suit still, but they'd be judging them on their fitness.
Oh, like they do push-ups or...
Uh-huh. No, I don't even think they would do any exercise. They'd still just strut around in their bikinis, but you wouldn't be saying, you know, how hot their body was. You'd have to say, oh, they look really fit.
Oh,
excellent musculature or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. I'm really...
Ooh,
is that the girl that ended up doing the travel show? What was that?
I don't think so.
What was that? American? No, the Greatest Race, the American Race, the
Amazing Race,
Amazing Race.
I don't
God!
Know. If she, you know, she probably was.
I think she did
remember.
Do it, and the whole point was she was going to try and show everyone I'm smart.
That's right.
I'm not stupid.
Right.
It's not like everybody says. And then she was, I don't think they won. They didn't do well. She wasn't really likable either. Oh, well.
We
times
can't
that
all
stuff
be likable.
Backfires, Bill Clinton. What are you doing?
Shh. Stop talking.
Are you looking for love?
Isn't everyone, Vinny?
Finding love is not always the easiest thing in the world to do, but the best vacation spot to find love is Las Vegas.
What?
Really?
What kind of love are we talking?
No, I mean real love.
Expensive
the kind.
Love.
No, not that kind.
Hooker love.
Not a whore.
Why not?
Love.
I love that whore. I love that hooker.
I love when she leaves. Yeah.
San Francisco's in the top five, everyone.
Oh. That's weird.
Go to a speakeasy in North Beach. Who knows? There's all kinds of events you might enjoy. What about a Warriors game? San Francisco 5, Los Angeles 4, New York 3, Miami 2, but Las Vegas is the number one place
to find
to go on vacation and find love.
You might even get married the same weekend.
Don't do that.
Why not? Take a chance.
Looking for love in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's
a song, Bryn.
It sounds familiar. I think I know that one.
It's like
impossible.
Oh, no. 408 says Yuzette just made Hooman's list.
Oh,
I
for what?
I thought the list was gone.
Yeah, I thought the... Well, maybe he has to make a new list now that he's forgiven all the old transgressions.
No, I did them all. They're all done.
So do you expect to have to start a new one, like as people do Rotten Things to You, and then like you'll spend another 5 hours with
Rotten Things to You.
I mean, listen, people, the forgiveness thing is a constant. Like, you're always having to do it. And so...
That's good. It's healthy.
At this moment right now...
You're good with the world.
We're all good right now.
That's great.
Feel free not to check in on me on this. I'll just keep working on it.
I go in and I sit down in the other room during the break, and he's like, wow, who thought this forgiveness thing would just keep on going? I'm like, dude, it's been a day and a half. Like,
I know.
It's the most interesting thing we've heard about you in years since you went to Empower Me or Empower You or whatever it was called.
I don't know. Gerson was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I don't even know about the Empower You. Gerson of an enema vacation?
Yeah, the enema vacation.
What
was...
the hell?
It was a good one.
It's the not you, it's me thing.
Yeah,
true.
We latched right onto that, Yuzi. You would have been proud. It's literally not you, it's me.
Not you, me thing.
Get him!
Anyway, the book I use is called 70 Times 7. Don't shame it.
Shame.
Shame on you guys.
Shame on you.
You had so much hatred in your heart that you had to go and get a book and watch 25 hours of videos.
Well, yeah, and make a list and do a workbook. God, it sounds like a nightmare weekend. But, you know, look at how happy and healthy you are today. So,
in the end.
It really worked for you.
Right, it's done well.
Did you do a coffee enema in the middle of all that?
No.
You should go back to those.
All right.
You were, like, always in a good mood when you were all hopped up on coffee.
I'm in a good mood now.
Oh, yeah.
Laying
I'm
low.
Not saying you're not.
You guys doing a good job.
Thanks, Hooman. I'm gonna be careful. I don't want to get on that list.
Oh no.
Hey, coming up in the celebrity trash, I'm gonna talk a little bit about the whole Roseanne thing, it looks like there's some movement on this.
What do you mean movement?
Well, I'll explain to you after the break. It's an interesting development.
Okay.
It's Sarah and Vinny.